Ana Mateo.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The United States recorded its 12 millionth COVID-19 case on Saturday, even as millions of Americans were expected to travel for the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday. The COVID-19 epidemic has claimed more than 255,000 lives in the United States, and the recent escalation has promised more than 20 states to impose sweeping new restrictions this month to curb the virus. More than 1 million people flew through U.S. airports on Friday. That's according to data from the Transportation Security Administration. The traffic fueled fears of even greater spread of the virus. It was the second heaviest domestic air traffic day since the start of the pandemic, despite pleas from health officials for Americans to stay home. Leaders of the world's 20 biggest economies on Sunday will pledge to pay for a fair distribution of COVID-19 vaccines, drugs, and tests around the world so that poorer countries are not left out, and to extend debt relief to them. That's according to a draft of the G20 communique. In a draft of the communique seen by Reuters news agency, the leaders said they would spare no effort to ensure their affordable and equitable access for all people, consistent with members' commitments to incentivize innovation. The communique said that global immunization is a public good. They pledged to continue to use all available policy tools needed to safeguard lives, jobs, and incomes. They encouraged the multilateral development banks to strengthen their efforts to help countries deal with the crisis. You can find more on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, VOA News.